AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine faces a choice of losing its dignity or risking the loss of a key partner with the U.S. peace plan with Russia. A draft proposal obtained by the AP says under the plan, Ukraine would cede territory to Russia and limit the size of Kyiv's military. President Trump says he wants an answer from Zelensky by Thursday, but an extension on finalizing terms of a deal are possible. Zelensky says, we will not make any loud statements. We will work calmly with America and all our partners. We will seek constructive solutions with our main partner. I will present arguments. I will persuade. I will offer alternatives. But we will definitely not give the enemy any reason to say Ukraine does not want peace. European leaders are likely to oppose any agreement that could be seen as rewarding Russian President Vladimir Putin for his aggression. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan says no Republicans have condemned President Trump for accusing her and five colleagues of sedition punishable by death.
And with this, I am profoundly disappointed in my colleagues. As a member who has spent my entire career calling for civility and decency and building relationships with the other side of the aisle, I'm dumbfounded by the silence.
The lawmakers called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. An Ohio officer has been acquitted on all charges after fatally shooting Takiya Young in a supermarket parking lot near Columbus. The pregnant black mother had been accused of shoplifting. Nathan Gill, a hard-right British politician and former ally of Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, was sentenced to 10.5 years in prison for accepting bribes to make favorable statements about Russia. Officials say a man has been shot and killed after wielding a knife at the St. Louis airport. Swiss authorities are searching for two robbers who overpowered a security guard at a museum, smashed a display case, and made off with dozens of gold coins. This is AP News. Several nations at the climate summit are calling the proposals too weak.
Brazil has offered several texts for this year's last day of the UN climate talks. However, what was supposed to be nearly final proposals on key contentious issues has failed to explicitly mention fossil fuels, the cause of global warming. The omission has upset more than two dozen nations. Juan Carlos Monterrey, special representative on climate change from Panama.
The text that has been put for negotiation simply is not acceptable. It's honestly quite a joke. It does not mention the phase out of fossil fuels. It does not mention a roadmap to end deforestation. Two of the primary sources of the crisis that we're here to debate and to fix.
Some nations are angry, stating the proposal doesn't meet minimum conditions for a credible outcome. Activists also criticize the weak text and lack of accountability. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.